one of my favorite weeks this week, Horror Week, the stories of the unexplained, those noises that go bump in the night.
Spooky stories.
Now, Corinne, what happened?
So I recently brought this up to my mother. Growing up, we had a ghost in our house. My parents were split, so for a long time, my mom thought I kept leaving all the cabinet doors open. And then one night when I was at my father's house, she went in there, and all the cabinet doors were open, and she finally told me she believed me it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. But this ghost would stand at the end of my bed and watch over me, and she'd see him every once in a while. Well, I hadn't seen him in several years, and I asked my mom the other day, so have you ever seen Gary come around recently? She goes, every once in a while he visits me. And I told her I think she was attached to him, or he was attached to her, and not necessarily the house we lived in, because he's followed her the entire time. Except until after I moved out.
So
and his name is Gary?
Well, we named him Gary. Growing up, he was really funny. He would just move things, like throw things across the room, and, you know, things would be moved. But,
he's throwing things across the room, and it's funny?
Well, it was small things. Like, we weren't in the room. We would go in there and find him moved and look at each other and go, Gary's at it again.
Oh, gotcha.
Wow.
So you never felt, like, threatened or in harm's way around Gary?
No. He would always, like, when I was sleeping, he would stand over my bed and watch over me. My mom said she'd see every once in a while, which, you know, spooked her and she'd walk out real fast. But, no, he never really harmed us. Wow. You know, and I haven't had any experiences since I'd moved out, so I brought it up since it's just Halloween.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, every once in a while. I said, you know, he's probably attached to you. She goes, oh my God, don't say that. Don't say that. I don't want to talk about it.
Wow.
But yeah, he was always a friendly ghost. He was, you know, kind of, I don't know if he's specific, like a family member or just, you know what specifically, but yeah, he kind of was like a protective ghost, we thought.
That might be interesting to do a little research on, you know?
Yeah.
I would like, but you know what? If it's attached to her, she'd never fall for it.
Well, Corinne, thank you for the story. That's great.
That's fascinating.
All right, well, you guys have a wonderful day. I listen to you all the time. Love you.
Oh, you're the one. Thank you.
Love you back.
Love DJX. Bye.
See ya.
Gary.
Gary
standing
the ghost.
Over watching me. Yeah, I don't know if I'd ever be okay with that. I mean, it's good that they are.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be capable of that.
If you have come to and especially if Gary is not, like, leaving scratches on you.
Oh, yes.
Or doing things that are mischievous, and he's just...
Well, it sounds like the throwing the things.
Well, throwing the things is a bit mischievous.
It was a little mischievous, yeah.
Jessica actually just texted, and my parents had a ghost before.
Oh.
Before I was born, and it also opened all the cabinets
See, mm-mm.
He also ran across the roof. They would hear running footsteps every once in a while across the roof.
OMG.
Yeah, crazy.
Did they also name the ghost? Is it better if you name
it? If you name the ghost.
Then does it make you live with it better?
And what if the ghost understands that you've named it and it's not its name when it was living?
And then it gets mad. It's like, then no, it gets I'm mad. Not Gary.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. It'd be a term of, like, welcoming them into the family.
Yeah, you'd think, maybe.
You'd think.
All right. Your stories of the unexplained. Every day this week. If you've got one, 502-795-1997 on 99.7 DJX.